Milanei Chelon the Oimkoi Shalalocha. That Yeshua right away listened to the Malach, and right away he was Mayan. He started to learn with all the strength, Vian. And the famous Eliyahu Lapianus Madaik here, that Mashmi, even before he was learning, doesn't say right now he started to learn. Mashmi Yeshua was learning Torah at night, just he wasn't learning with all his koiches the way he should. So the Malach said, what are you taking it easy for? And Yeshua right away said, true, I shouldn't take it easy. So what did he do? He went Mamish, Oimkoi Shalalocha, he went to learn very strong. But I call upon him, the Malach had two complaints against Yeshua. One complaint was, yesterday you didn't bring the Talmud of Bein Abayim, and today, right now, you're not learning Torah. So Yeshua said, which one is worse? So he answered, the Aveira right now is worse. So Mashmit's worse, the Mavato Talmud Torah, than to be Mavato Korbonus. So how could we say, you bring the Kal V'Chaimah, if you're supposed, Kanam are supposed to stop doing the Avodah to bring the Korbonus, to hear the Mikra Megillah. For sure you have to stop learning to hear the Mikra Megillah. Maybe no. You see here, Talmud Torah is more choshev. Not learning is worse than not bringing the Kabonis. And the Yomer HaShmuel Bar Unya, Godol Talmud Torah Yosim Akrovas Tamidim, that learning Torah is even greater than bringing the Kabonis. Shenemba, what the Pesuk says here, the Malach complained to Yeshua, Ata Bosi, that I'm coming to complain to you, how come right now at night you're not learning Torah? This is the bigger complaint. Then rather yesterday you did not bring the korban. So you see, not bringing the korban is not such a bad avera as not learning Torah. So you see, not learning Torah is worse. So we're back to the kashi, even though we know that the kahanim have to stop doing the avoda to go here the mikra megillah. But maybe if you're in the middle of learning, you don't have to stop learning to hear the mikra megillah. So how do we know even to stop learning also you have to go here the megillah? So the Marin says lekasha. Tell you no, there's no steer here. Lekasha. Hod the rabim, hod the yochid. It depends what type of a liman haTorah it is. When you're talking about a learning of the Torah of a rabim, you have a shir, a lot of people coming together, that's taka mochoshev. That's greater than the karbonis. Like, by Yeshua was a question, the whole rabim was not learning. So when the whole rabim, everybody stops learning, that's a tremendous thing. That's more important than not bringing karbonis. Of a behod the yochid. We're talking about now one person that's learning. So the question, you yourself, you're learning. Should you continue learning? Or should you stop learning and hear the Megillah? So we say for Yochid, one person, you for sure should stop learning and go and hear the Megillah. So the Gemara, oh, the Yochid Kal, is it true like you're saying that the learning of one person is so Kal, it's so easy, that you're saying for sure you have to stop learning to hear the Megillah? For your Tanan, we learned like this. Noshim, women, b'moyed manos. The question is, somebody was mace and you want to say a hesped and start crying by the levaya, how are the ladies allowed to cry during Chol HaMoed? So, b'moyed ma'anois avoloi metavchos. Rashi says ma'anois means hesped alameis. You're allowed to say a hesped like cry. V'loi metavchos alibon. They can't like clap the hands or bang themselves against the heart. Too much they can't do on the moyed. Rabbi Yishmur loimer imhoyos muchois lamito. If the ladies were near the mita, near the mace itself, metavchos, then they're allowed to even clap the hands against the heart, even that they could do on Chol HaMoed.
Alright, turn over.
Rabbi Yishmur loimer imhoyos muchos lamita, metavchos b'roshe chadoshim, b'chaneko v'purim. That Rabbi Shmuel says that if the women are near the mita, near the mace itself, they're allowed in the tavchos, clap their hands against the heart, Rosh Chodeshim. Now, b'chaneko v'purim ma'anos u'matavchos b'zeh u'b'zeh. The first one, Rosh Chodeshim. He seals were in Rosh Chodesh, allowed to be matavchos if they're near. Now, b'chaneko v'purim ma'anos, they're allowed to cry, or metavchos b'zeh u'b'zeh, and they're allowed to also clap the hands against the heart, even on Chanukah, also on Purim, avloi mekoinenos, but they can't do this inyan of mekoinenos. So Rashi says mekoinenos means, for Hossam, there in the Gemara, it explains, the ezo inu v'ezo kino, inu shakulam oinos kechot. Inu means all of them are crying at the same time. Kino is worse. Achas Emeris, one says a pasuk like, V'kulam oinos achra, and everybody else cries after her. So that's called kina. That one says one, and then the other ones answer back.
So that's also to do on the Moed or on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah. Now the Yom Rabba Barhuna ain Moed Bifnei Talmud Chochem. You should know if you're giving a hesped upon the Talmud Chochem, you don't have these halachas. Then even during Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to give a big hesped, and the Noshim could even be Mekrenin also. Kol Shechein Chanukah Purim. And for sure, during Chanukah, during Purim also, if you're giving a hesped upon a Talmud Chochem that died, so him even during Purim also, you're allowed to say the hesped. So what do you see? You see that the inyan of a Talmud Torah, a Talmud Chochem, that's nice, even of one person, even a Yochid, is tremendous, is very big, that it's even Nidcheh Alochas of Purim. So here you see the Talmud Torah of a Yochid is also a tremendous thing. So Gemara says, Kovid Torah Kamrit, you want to ask a question back from the respect that you're supposed to give a Talmud Chochem? I'll tell you, there it's different. Like here the question, when a Talmud Chochem died, now that we say a hesped for him, that's called giving him Kovid, we give him respect. Giving respect is more Choshev than learning the Torah. Kovid Torah the Yochid Chomer. Of a Talmud Torah, the Yochid Kal, that's the cloud. That to give covered respect to a Talmud Torah, to a Talmud Chacham, even though he's a Yochid, that's a very chum, a very strict thing. You have to give covered to the Talmud Chacham. Although whether the Talmud Chacham itself has a right to stop learning, to hear the Mikra Megillah, it's only a question, he's being mavatal, his Talmud Torah of a Yochid, that's Kal. That's not so strict. So that's a svarim that madas the Avodah, the Kanam have to stop doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, not to bring Karbonos. While they're supposed to be listening to the Megillah, that's a svara for sure, that a Yochid has to stop learning Torah in order to be able to hear the Mikra Megillah. Now Omar Rava sounds like this. Pshitali, to me, it's understandable, it's very posh, it's very simple, that avoida o Mikra Megillah, that if a question the Kahanim, to bring in a Korban now, a Korban Eila, and if the question now is the only time he's going to have a minion to hear the Mikra Megillah, what should he do? Should he continue bringing the Korbanos? Or should he stop and go hear the Mikra Megillah? So Rava says it's pshita, it's simple, that the Kohen has to stop doing the Avodah, the Korbanos, and go hear the Mikra Megillah. Mid Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. That's what we learned before from Yosef Rav Chanina, the Dorosh Mishpacha. That was a drosh in the Pasuk from Mishpacha. Mishpacha means that even the Kohanim have to go hear the Mikra Megillah. What's the chiddush? Pshita, they have to hear the Mikra Megillah? The chiddush is, even though you're doing the Korbanos, still you have to stop. It's a question which one to do. Should you learn Torah or else stop learning to hear the Mikra Megillah? It's also pshita that Mikra Megillah. You're supposed to stop learning and hear the Megillah. Mida Samchul Shavesh Rebbe. Like we learned before, that was Samchul Shavesh Rebbe. And Rebbe learned out that Madras Tekanim have to stop doing the Avodah. For sure, Besh Rebbe Dashin, that you have to stop learning Torah also in order to go hear the Mikra Megillah. Talmud Torah, Meis Mitzvah. What's going to be if you're learning Torah? And you see somebody out in the street that's a Meis Mitzvah means that nobody's there to bury him. Should you stop, you see a Meis, and nobody's there to take care of him. Should you stop learning in order to take care of the Meis? So, Pshita, Meis Mitzvah. Yes, you're supposed to stop learning Torah to go do the Mitzvah of being Isaac and putting this Meis to Kfura. Midatani, like we learned, Midatani, we learned like this. Mevatlin Talmud Torah. You're supposed to stop learning Torah, loitzoyas meis, in order to go be malava meis, loitzoyas ameis. Ulach nosas kala. Who are they if they're bringing a kala to the chuppah? Also, you're supposed to go out to mesameach the kala. So that's pshita that you stop learning Torah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of meis mitzvah. Vayta avoido meis mitzvah. Let's say a kohen is doing the avoiding the meis amidish. And it comes outside, he sees a mace there. Should he stop his avodah to bury the mace? There's also mace mitzvah. If yes, he's supposed to stop to take care of the mace mitzvah. How do you know it from? From a pasuk. Milu yachosai. The pasuk is extra by a nozir. He's not supposed to be matama to his own sister. The Tanya would learn like this. What does the pasuk got to tell you? A nozir, the nozir is also to be matama le mace. He can't touch a mace. So even when a sister is mace, the levaya, he shouldn't touch her. What's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is not Tamalayma. We need it like this. Let's say somebody was going to bring a Korban Pesach. He was going to make a bris milah. He has taken his son to the mail. And he finds out that somebody, one of the Shpacha, was mace. Yochel, I would think, Yitma, he should be matamer himself, like, stop doing the korban, stop doing the bismillah, the yistik with the mace. Or Marta, the pasuk says, lo yitame, no, not to be matama. A nozir should not be matama to mace him. Yochel, I would think, though, kishem sheni matama liachoysa, the same way a nozir can be matama to his own sister, kancheni matama le mace mitzvah. The same thing that he finds a mace in the street that nobody's there to take care of him. That's called the mace mitzvah. Maybe a nozer still can't take care of him. Talmud Leiman, this the plastic says, no, v'la achoysoi, to the sister. That means, la achoysoi, who do you any metama? A nozer is not allowed to be metama himself for his own sister. Ava metama la mace mitzvah. But in the case of the mace mitzvah around, then the nozer has a mitzvah to go be metama, take care to bury the mace mitzvah. So there's a pshita, mace mitzvah zodif, from doing the avodah, but that's this halacha. Even if you're going to bring a korban pesach, still you're supposed to be matama to a meis mitzvah. And if you're matama to a meis mitzvah, you can't bring the korban pesach. So Sarai, meis mitzvah is odif to bring the korban pesach. Boy, Rava, this he had a doubt though. This Rava wasn't sure about. Rava asked for a question. Mikra Megillah meis mitzvah I'm in ayavodah. Let's say you're about to go hear the Megillah today, and Mistama, this is the only minion you can hear. This is the only time you can hear the Mikra Megillah today. And right now, when you go outside your house, you see a mace in front of you, and nobody did to take care of him. What should you do? Mikra Megillah, the one swore to say you're supposed to go hear the Mikra Megillah, Mishum Persum and Issa. There's a special Indian to Mepharsim, the Ness. Everybody should talk about the Ness, what happened. That, of course, Bertha killed out Haman. Oy Dilma, maybe, mace mitzvah, if no, still, you're supposed to take care of this mace, Mishum Kavod Abrius. Because an Indian of Kavod Abrius, a mace is Kavod Abrius, you're supposed to bury him. So Gemara says, boss of the boy, after Rav had this question, Hoda Poshto. Then Rav himself gave the answer. That mace, mitzvah, if yes, you're supposed to take care of the mace, rather than go to hear the Mikra Megillah. The Yoma Marcus, we learned like this. Godol Kavod Abrius. It's great this Indian to give respect to other people, and even to a mace. Shedoyches loisase shebatoyra. That a mole is doch even a lav hatoyra. So Rashi says the lav is, you can't hide your eyes back. Well, the pasuk says v'salamta, that pomim shatu misalim. Sometimes you are allowed to close your eyes. You have an older person that's not respectful of him to go bend down to bring the Hashavas Aveda, he has a right not to be Meshav Aveda. So even though the Torah says, the Lysa say, you're not allowed to close your eyes. If you see a lost object in the street, you have to like take care of it, you give it back to the owner. But if it's not lefi kvoidoi, as kavod abrius, you have a right to be nitche v'sloisa sein and not do the mitzvah. So you see, kavod abrius is a very strict thing. So madich v'sloisa sein of the Torah, for sure you don't have to hear the Mikra Megillah, it's worth it to take care of the mace better. A mace mitzvah. Gufa, before we do it like this, I'm really sure that Levi, krach, that's how we say a chiddush, of Medina was coming to teach us via, that if you have a city, a krach, that had a wall around it, not only the people inside the wall read the Megillah on Tesvav, but even a city next to it, that's Samach, or else a city that could see that city. V'chol ha-Samach loy, v'chol ha-Nirimoy, any city that's close by, or any city that could see the other city. Is Nidin Kikrach, it has the same halacha like an ear that has a chayma wall around it, that they hear the Megillah Purim is Tesvav. Where a Talib would not like this, Samach, as long as you're close by, we had before, you're in the distance of 1 mil, Afa pi shena nira, even though you can't see the krach, or else nira you could see the krach, afa pi shena samach, even though you're far, far away, more than a mil away. So like, we understand like this, bishleim and nira that you could see the other city, you're in one city, and you could see where you're standing, the other city that has the wall around it, afa pi shena samach, even though you're not close by, you're more than a mil away, mishkachas lach agoyin diyasva brashahar. If the city that has the chayim with the wall around it is like on top of a mountain, but since it's high up, you're down in the valley, but if you look up, you can see that city. See, even though you're not somach, you're more than a mil away, still you are the din, the Megillah on Tesvav, since you could see that krach. But the other case, in the case that you're close by, you're less than a mil away, even though you can't see it, any time you're so close to the city, how is it possible not to see the city? We're talking about that city is down in the valley. So you're a little bit higher above, and only a half a mil away. And since you're only half a mil away, you can't see down, you can't see in the Amic.
So since you can't see down, that's the Chiddush. Even though you can't see that city, but since you're somach, you're less than a mil away, you also have a din to say the Megillah on Tezvah. Here's the Megillah on Tezvah. Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Krach, if you have this city, and there's again, a krach means it has a wall around it. Sheyoshav, that first the people started to live together in this place. Olepsayf hukav, and later they put the wall around them, nidin kikfar. You don't have the loch of the ear on Mukav Chayma, you don't read the Megillah on Tezvav, but you have it in like a kfar, you read the Megillah on Yudalit. My time, what's the reason? Rashi learns this Gemara is talking about the loch of Iri Chayma, as the Pesukim talking about it in Chumash. Toysa says, no, it's talking about, like we just said, about Mikri Megillah. But according to both of them, my time, what's this reasoning? The Yechsib, we learn it now from the Pesuk that says by Ori Chayma. The Pesuk says, V'yish, Kiyimcha Beis Moshe of Ir Chayma. If you sell a house in the Ir Chayma, an ear that has a Chayma around it. So V'dashina means, Beis Moshe of Ir Chayma means, Shehukav L'Bseif Yoshev. What's called a city that has a wall around it? That at first they build the wall around it, and then they started to live inside, they build up the houses. But in the Kvaloi and not, Sheyosha, the first people started to live together. They made a Yishuv, they made a city there. Or the Psaif Hukov, and later they put the wool around it, that is not called a Krach, Sheyesh Parchoyma, and such a city does not read the Megillah on Tezvav. For Yom Rebbe Shuban Levi, Krach of Yad the city, Sheyin Bo Yasor Batlonim. You don't have 10 Batlonim, which means like 10 Kerluman. Batlonim means, Rashi says, the butter, they don't do any work. Rashi, Shebatlonim Mimlachsim, they don't have any work to do. Sheyomitsuyim Tomin Vesakneses, they can say they're in Shul. Shachrus V'yarvis, in the morning and at night. Kedaminu Masech Tabrochis. Kivan Shevoa Kodesh Baruch Vesakneses, Lemosu Basora, Miyazu Kois. So the kids said, in order to give it a Shen Krach, a city has to have a Kerl there that has 10 Batlonim. A Batlon. He has to have 10 people that don't do any work. They're always available to learn, to make a minion. That's called 10 batlonim. So if you have a city that has a wall around it, but they don't have 10 batlonim there, it's not called a krach. They don't read the Megillah on Tezvav. My kamash, from what's the chiddush? Tanina, we learned this already. Ezeu ir gedolu, what's called the big city? Called Sheish Basar batlonim, if it has 10 batlonim. Pochus mikana reo kfar. Less than 10 batlonim is called the kfar. That's what the Balamusta said. If you want to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's map, where's the big map? Chvez Lakewood is the big map. The bigger the Kelamah, that's the bigger map. Rosh is not even in the map altogether. Rosh is not called the Ir Gedolah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's map. It's not called the Ir Gedolah, it's called the Kfar. If the city doesn't have 10 Batlonim, doesn't have a Kelamah there, it's not called the city, it's called the Kfar, it's called a small village. So what's the Chiddush we learned it already? Hariel Kfar. So Gemara says, Krach Hitzuchlei. Afagav de Miklilei Meyalma. Krach means like an open place. That even though people come from all over there, they do business there, Rashi says really krach means there's open shvokim. There's open streets there that people come to do business, market. There's open market streets. So the krach has a lot of people coming through. So Rashi learns, the whole krach ain't well a mokim shvokim, shnechnosim shom, nikol tzad, the godalu yaisim yigdal is greater than the yigdalu. The Mikulay Miyama says, Anoshim Harbi. A lot of people come from all different places. V'yeshabim men batlonim. Right now you have 10 people there. Sheinoistim Melocha. Elibim Kaimam Afilu Ochi Binim Kavuin Dezimnin Kloy Mishtachin. That's the Chiddush. Even though you have a craft that people come and go. And right now you have 10 batlonim there, but since these people are not there to live, they're just passing by, that doesn't make up 10 batlonim. The city is still not called Nir Gedela. Not called the krach, it's only called like a kfar. You have to have 10 permanent people living there. The Yom Rishub and Levi, krach shechorim. First you had a city that had a wall around it, and then the wall was knocked down, l'psayf yoshev. Then the people lived there, nidin k'krach. Still it has a lock like a krach, you read the Megillah on Tezvot, like Yerushalayim now. But the Mormaichor, what does it mean it was destroyed? Ilayim achor v'choy moysov, then its walls were destroyed. So then the deek is Yoshev in La Yoshev Lloyd, only if they build it up again, then you read Tezvav and you don't build it up again. No. But Tani would learn out like that. We have Lezav Rab Yesi Yomer, Asher Loi Chayma, means a city that once had a wall around it. We darshan Alpha P Shen Loi Yachshev, even though it doesn't have a wall around it right now. Roy La Kaitim Lachain, as long as it had it once before. So same thing for Mikra Megillah. This is a possible by Yorich Chayma, and the same halacha. Once the city had a Chayma around it at the beginning by Yeshua Ben Nun, there has a loch of an Ori Chayma, there has a loch to read the Megillah on Tezvav. Even though Lanalek in Yerushalayim, there's no Mechaim around Yerushalayim, still they read the Megillah on Tesvov. So you see, you don't have to have the Chaim there. As long as at the time of Yeshua there was a wall around the city, that's enough to be Kaveh with the Dervidurus to read the Megillah on Tesvov. So what does it mean, Lusayf Yoshav? So it means, Yalamai Choror Shechorum Yasor Batlonim. That's what it means. That first the city had its Kerbal there, and then the Kerbal got bankrupt with Choror but didn't have no Mekerbal. Now when the Kerbal comes back again, it gets again its Shein Irgadurlo. But when the Kerbal is not there, you don't have the 10 Batlonim there, it loses its Shein of Irgadurlo, it's not called the Krach. Yom Yavishua Ben Levi.